Dancers have it. Swimmers have it. Moms and dads and kids have it.
Diabetes is the new epidemic.
Nearly 24 million people in the United States have diabetes. And yet, myths about the disease seem to be everywhere.
You can't eat anything sweet.
Did we feed him too much sugar cereal when he was growing up?
Oh my God, I'm on insulin. This is the worst that it can be.
But are these long-held beliefs really true? Join us as we follow six people who will demystify the myths surrounding the complex disease of diabetes. Athlete, a gold medalist, a fierce competitor from a line of Olympic champions with the determination and the will to win. Gary Hall Jr. is the picture of health. But in 1999, his life turned upside down.
And I just remember I'd get shaky in the middle of practice. I didn't know what was happening. And I'd have to get out, had to sit down. And as an athlete, I'm really in tune with my body, and to lose control of your body, it's scary.
Gary had always been strong and extremely athletic. And so was his entire family. His dad, Gary Sr., raised him in the water.
People either love water or they don't. And for us, it was just always comfortable.
I think that I was swimming before I knew how to walk.
Spearfishing is their hobby, but swimming is their passion. Both of the Hall men are Olympic medalists. Gary Sr. is a three-time Olympic champion. He won his first silver in Mexico City in 1968, followed by a silver in Munich in 1972, and a bronze in Montreal in 1976. His son carried on the family tradition, bringing home two golds and two silvers from Atlanta. Soon after Atlanta, Gary met Elizabeth, the woman who would become his wife.
I thought he was gorgeous, but then later someone came in and asked for his autograph, and I didn't want to have anything to do with that. But I walked out the door that night and said, I met the guy I'm going to marry. I knew it. I knew it in my bones.
Gary's life seemed storybook perfect. He began to look toward the next Olympics in Sydney, Australia. But he was about to meet an opponent tougher than any he'd faced in the pool.
I kept getting sick. Practicing, getting the shakes. My legs went out from under me and I just had to sit down.
Before things started to go wrong, things were starting to go wrong.
Gary noticed his vision was blurry and he was thirsty all the time.
It was easy enough to write that off as part of the exhaustion.
He blamed it on hard training and just kept going. Then, one night, he and Elizabeth went to a party at a friend's house.
About 11 o'clock, I got a call from Elizabeth on my cell, and she said, "You need to get over here right away. Gary's collapsed."
They thought Gary was simply exhausted and put him to bed that night, hoping he'd feel better in the morning. He didn't, so Gary Sr. took his son to the doctor.
First thing he did is he did a finger stick and took a sample of blood, put it in his glucose meter in the office, and he got the reading. It was in the mid-high 300s. He said, "Gary, you've got diabetes."
It was devastating to hear. I didn't know that much at the time about what diabetes was. To hear that you have diabetes was a blow.
Gary feared he would never swim again.
I immediately felt like I had been punched in the chest. Had the wind knocked out of me and kind of a nauseous feeling, and in my head I just heard a white noise.
Just the impact of those words were so devastating. It's so hard. I never would have thought that this kid who swam in the Olympics was going to be diagnosed with diabetes.
Gary Sr. figured his son's career was over. Gary has type 1 diabetes. Of the nearly 24 million Americans who have diabetes, 5 to 10% have type 1. The disease causes the pancreas to stop producing insulin, so patients have to inject it to control their glucose or blood sugar levels.
I asked, how is this going to affect my swimming? And I was told that I should go get a second opinion from an endocrinologist, which I did, and his discouraging message was even more blunt, that it would be the end of my swimming career.
Gary was facing one of the many myths about diabetes, that people who have it can't play sports because intense exercise makes it too hard to control blood sugar. Exercise changes the body's need for insulin. With Gary's long workouts, his blood sugar levels could drop dangerously low. Without enough glucose in the blood, an athlete could become weak or even fall unconscious. And even an accomplished swimmer could drown.
There were many misconceptions that I had about diabetes. I thought that diabetes was a disease that happened to older people who had neglected their health for more years than I had been alive.
Gary couldn't understand how diabetes could strike a young, health-conscious athlete. As thoughts of losing his career raced through his mind, he panicked.
I thought, it's just a matter of time. How many days, months, years do I have left? This is gonna knock years off my life.
He took a month off from everything to figure out what to do next.
He didn't want to live with the disease. He told me that he was gonna end his life.
But then, the fighting spirit that twice took Gary to Olympic gold kicked in. He returned to his training, determined to find a doctor who would tell him he would not be sidelined by diabetes. Dr. Ann Peters accepted the challenge.
I think the other doctors said he couldn't compete on such a high level because they didn't think they could guarantee his muscles would get enough glucose to win when it's a thousandth of a second between winning and losing. I think that they didn't want to give him false hope, but I looked at it the other way around, was that to take hope away from him was to destroy him, and I knew his whole life was about swimming, so why not give him the chance?
Dr. Peters had to figure out how to maintain Gary's glucose levels during the intense stress of training and competition.
So I had to get to know Gary's way of exercise, because whether you're sprinting or whether you're doing weight training or whether you're doing slow, long laps, all of that affects glucose levels in different ways.
She met Gary at practice and dove into her Olympic-sized task.
I really didn't know anything about swimming. Gary's style of training is different than other swimmers' style, and he'll do creative things like swim with big blocks of cement, or he goes spearfishing. He has his way.
At the Olympic Games, you push yourself to the point of failure. You take yourself to the edge and you try to push that edge a little bit further. And that is exhausting.
We just worked on how his body would respond. It was a very individualized plan, and then it had to evolve. So training was different than racing. Each step of the way was something we learned together.
The plan Dr. Peters and Gary came up with worked. Only 1 year after his diagnosis, Gary made it to the Sydney Olympics.
You see this wall of swimmers going down the pool, and they're all like within a tenth of a second of each other, and bam, they hit the wall. And you look up at the scoreboard, and you see your son's name with a big number one behind it. I just remember the elation that we couldn't believe that, you know, this kid diagnosed a year earlier with diabetes not only makes the Olympics, but he goes and he wins the Olympics. And it doesn't get any better than that.
When Gary won his gold medal, I was on my feet screaming so loudly. It was like one of the most amazing moments in my life.
Gary won 4 medals in Sydney, 2 golds, a silver, and a bronze. 4 years later, he won another gold and a bronze in Athens.
As an athlete, we're taught that you can't be afraid of failure. You know, that fear of failure can't prevent you from trying. You know, that was my approach to diabetes now.
Helping Gary Hall was fascinating because it was kind of a cause. It was to get Gary to the Olympics, to prove the world that he could do it. It was a wonderful thing to do that. And I also believe that helping Gary would allow him to inspire others.
He's not just doing for himself, he's doing for all the other diabetics out there.
What I've been able to accomplish in swimming, despite having diabetes, if I'm able to make that diagnosis a little less scary for some kid or some person out there, then that is worth more to me than winning any Olympic medal.
Actress Elizabeth Taylor, drummer Tommy Lee, and singer Nick Jonas all have diabetes. Inventor Thomas Edison had it too.